In an ever-changing world, Life Changes Network presents A Voice of Truth and Inspiration, broadcasting on frequencies of love, laughter, and information, illuminating new paths for new directions as we, as one, strive for higher and higher planes of existence and a better understanding of ourselves and the world in which we live. Always remembering, life changes. This is radio like you've never felt before. This is Life Changes with Filippo. And now your host, our MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Well, happy Christmas and happy holidays to all of you. And happy New Year coming up, actually. For many of you listening to this show, this is December 26th, the day after Christmas. And what a perfect time to have our guest on the show, Dr. Pat Allen, who helps people with relationships. And it's really interesting, and I can't wait to talk to her about what happens during this time of year. And in a way, it's the perfect time of year to deal with what happens or to help us during the rest of the year, because so much happens during this time. And it's interesting that about a month ago, a lot of us celebrated here in America what we call Thanksgiving, which is an interesting word for a holiday, Thanksgiving. And it's interesting because it's special, and it's exactly, at least for me, what the title is for, what we call it. But for a lot of people, it's about eating and stuffing ourselves and football and turkeys. And I think it's great that it's about that for a lot of people, but it seems to be only about that for a lot of people. And for people that it's also about Thanksgiving, like giving thanks, they seem to forget or not put the focus on that or think that nobody really cares about that part. So I was with some friends the weekend after Thanksgiving, somebody was asking the other group, the group of friends, what did you do for Thanksgiving? And the answers were all pretty much the same. Oh, I ate too much. Or, oh, I had to cook the turkey this year. Tried not to eat too much, I watched the game and then ate. And nobody said anything about giving thanks. And so when it came to me, just to be provocative, I said, I actually spent a lot of time thinking and being grateful for all the people in my life and for what I have been able to do with them and for what I have been able to do, period. It's actually been fascinating. And I went on for a few more minutes just to see how long I could keep their attention on the topic. And then when I was done, it was like, oh, that's nice too. And then we moved off to other topics. And I thought, I'm not saying Thanksgiving was created for this. I don't know who really created Thanksgiving or what the reason really was. But I do know that it does have the title of Thanksgiving. And during that time, I have usually spent it with family and people that I love. Not always did I know that I loved them. Not always did I know that I was grateful to be with them. And so when I started reflecting on how grateful I am for these beautiful people in my life, then all their issues and all their pettiness, or rather all my issues and all my pettiness, seemed to take a backseat to the gratitude. And all of a sudden, things started to change, and I really did become grateful for them. So fast forward a month, here we are, Christmas. And a few days ago, I received a letter to Santa from a friend of mine who wrote to Santa as if she was writing to Santa, but she forwarded me the email. And in the letter, she said, Dear Santa, she's in Europe. She said, Dear Santa, I have a friend who I love very dearly, and he is in America, and I never get to see him, and I never get to talk to him because he's so busy. And then she started to do the traditional Dear Santa thing. I have been a good girl. I have done all the things that I'm supposed to do, and blah, 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 and I'm hoping that this year you will give me this gift, that I could spend a few moments on Skype with my friend so that I could see him and hear him and tell him how much I love him. Now, she might have written other Dear Santa letters where she asked for coats, for all I know, and houses in the Bahamas. But this one particular letter made me think about that moment at Thanksgiving when I was being grateful for friends. And here we are at Christmas, where a friend is being grateful for me. And can I tell you how that made me feel? Can I tell you how that made me think of how important I am to her and how important she is to me? And I think about all the people during this time who do get to see each other and who do get to spend time together during these holidays and who are saying, oh, God, I have to spend the holidays with my family, or every year at this time, my husband does this or my wife does that, or I have to do this for these children who are ungrateful, blah, 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 blah. And there are people who are wanting to be with each other and can't. And maybe there are people who are with each other and really want to be with each other, but they don't know how. And so this is a great time of year, in my opinion, to think about this, and why I'm so grateful to have our guest on our show so we can talk about this and how we can help each other be with each other in relationship during this most special time of year. We'll talk about that right after we get back after this.
Clean water is not enough. Reverse osmosis, distilled water, and most bottled waters are devoid of naturally occurring minerals. They are acidic, unstructured, and hard to absorb, and rob minerals from the body. IonWays ionizers produce a super abundant supply of powerful antioxidants in each glass. Ionized water has a reduced molecular cluster size and a negative charge, hydrating you up to 6 times better. Water from an IonWays ionizer will help you restore your body to its natural pH balance, boosting your vitality. And ionized water more effectively flushes acidic toxins from within your body. Drink the healthiest water available today. IonWays Water Systems, their water changes everything. To learn more about IonWays Water Systems and how you can own one today, visit our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our sponsor page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook, and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
Well, I am Filippo, and we're back. And our guest today is Dr. Pat Allen, who's not only a PhD and a licensed marriage and family and child therapist in private practice. She is a best-selling author and a communication and relationship expert and a sought-after keynote speaker. But not only that, she's a transactional analyst and addictions specialist certified by the Harvard Medical School of Addictions. She is also the founder of the WANT, W-A-N-T Institute, Educators of Effective Communication Strategies. And she teaches in-person classes and online classes and, of course, groups and all this stuff. Her books include, listen to this, the longtime bestseller, Getting to I Do, Staying Married and Loving It, Conversational Rape, interesting, and her new book, Truth About Men Will Set You Free, But First, It'll Piss You Off. And of course, she's got The Answers book by Dr. Pat Allen. We are so grateful to have on our show today Dr. Pat Allen.
Glad to be here, and how can I serve you?
What a great, great question. Well, I know you heard the monologue, and what happens to people during this time of year when it comes to relationships?
Well, what happens is every chink, every break, every wound that you suffered under the age of 10, and particularly under the age of 5, which often leaves a post-traumatic stress disorder scar. Every one of those screams for attention because it's triggered by all these sentimental and joyful memories, Santa Claus and sleighs and presents and all the good things that we hope in existence for everyone every moment of the day, when we know truthfully that wounded people, moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas and uncles and cousins and children, all must deal with any of the wounds that they experienced as children under 10, and especially under 5, they must deal with that when they're triggered. And so it's really my big season, which sounds awful, you know, to think that this is the time when people will reach out to therapists and religion and anywhere that they can be comforted about those PTSD wounds.
I'm sorry, PTSD?
Post-traumatic stress disorder. You know, what you experience for the first time leaves the greatest cut.
You know, you said joyful holiday experiences. I'm just wondering how many people didn't have joyful holiday experiences, in which case it's even worse than you described, right?
It's quite bad this year, because this year, in our culture anyway, and apparently in Europe, we are suffering one of the disastrous problems with one of the motivators of human behavior. There are three major motivators. One is sex, one is money, and the third is mind-altering chemicals, which are not just street drugs. They're the chemistry that our bodies create, serotonin and oxytocin and dopamine and norepinephrine. These all contribute to our possibly having a joyous time. So that's what I do during this season, is help people deal with those three issues, which somehow trigger the greatest amount of joy and also the greatest amount of pain.
You know, Dr. Allen, so few people seem to have the time or the understanding of how to go through a process. How do you guide them through helping them get from, I hate the holidays because of this, this, and this, to I actually tolerate them, or maybe even better, it's a wonderful time of the year, like the songs say?
What you've got to do is to get conscious. If you need to call a therapist, I choose to believe that none of us can get through life without a spiritual director. Now, it's supposed to be mom and dad, but often isn't. And it could be teachers and coaches, and as you know now, it often isn't. It could be a neighbor, it could be a therapist, it could be whoever you believe is willing to walk with you. You need that person. And when you are with that person, to tell them the truth and to hope that they judge you not for being wounded. And that basically what you're doing is having someone be a companion, a friend, during the time, because anything that happens to you as a child under the age of 3, divorce, molestation, somebody dies, whatever happens under the age of 3, you can't talk about. It's imprinted on the nervous system, but luckily we have forms of therapy today that go directly to the nervous system. I recommend Shapiro's EMDR. I recommend TAT. Neurolinguistics has been around for a while. If the mind doesn't know and the mouth cannot talk, the body is going to demonstrate. You mentioned quite seriously eating, 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 drinking, drinking, drinking. When men eat and drink, they don't want to know what their pain is. When women eat, drink, they don't want to feel the pain that they know. So I recommend that anyone who is willing to face the cathartic event of the holidays, just as how we go through 9/11, that now has become a very sad memory, or the death of Kennedy, or whatever happens that leaves a scar begets a spiritual guide to walk with us through it.
Mm.
And so that's my job at this time of the year, walking with people through their triggered events.
You know, I know you're an expert in addictions, and
yes, I am.
Based on what you just said, if you told someone, or not you in per se, but if one knows an addict and one says, okay, just stop drinking or just stop doing drugs or whatever it is and just stop,
assuming they were able
to just stop, a big assumption, but assuming, that doesn't mean that they clear up what caused them to do that. So then something else has to happen. Because it sounds like they have to talk it out or understand it, or how does one get past that? It's not just the stopping the addiction, right?
No, that's the worst thing to do. First of all, you've got to let your pain flow. I'm a cognitive behavioral therapist. In my office, pain indicates change needed or change in progress. But to allow pain to justify sedation is to perpetuate future pain.
Mm.
So getting conscious means self-help groups, religious groups, wherever you can go for the symptom you have, Emotions Anonymous. There are so many groups available to us today where we can hear our story presented by someone else so that we can identify.
Right. Sometimes the groups themselves don't necessarily not all of them have the right answers for us, but at least if we're starting the search, then we start to focus on the problem, right? As opposed
to... That's
right. Right, okay.
What we do is, first of all, we recognize I'm in pain. What am I going to do about it? Where can I go to talk to somebody to help me identify what's triggering the pain?
Mm.
And that's when people, you know, they call talk shows, they read books,
right.
They go to church, they do a lot of things. And I maintain that if we seek one sentence from another human being, whether it's in print or on TV, why do we listen every year to It's a Wonderful Life? You know what it's about? It's a man going through the travail of a not wonderful life.
Mm.
You see? And our ritual, you know, I happen to be Catholic, but it doesn't matter what your spiritual source is. They're here for you. That's what they do. And then again, there's all the plethora of addictions, Codependency Anonymous, sex and addicts, you know, love addicts. There is an inexpensive group meeting every minute of every day somewhere that has your symptom.
I wasn't thinking we would get into this, but I'm very leery of following any pre-existing groups because they don't all match exactly what it is that we all need. But what I'm hearing from you and what I believe to be true as well is that if you can get one sentence out of it or something, and if you could start the search, you might find something else, right? Right.
That's the issue. First, if you have the gift of a friendly spirit in your life, somebody, a neighbor, if you have somebody that you can say, I hurt, will you listen? Very often, serendipitously, that person will have the sentence that will assist you in the next person, the next session, the next sentence. Seek and you shall find.
There we go. It's interesting because I have often said that if we had good friends, we wouldn't need therapists. And in a sense,
I guarantee it.
What's that?
I guarantee it.
Right. But there are people that have what they think are good friends. Unfortunately, like you said about the parents, like our spiritual advisors or teachers could be our parents. But unfortunately, some of our parents are just as children because they didn't have parents that understood.
I totally recognize that. What have I said here? I've said, when you're in pain, don't complain about the pain. The worst thing that can happen to a human being or any animal is to be born with the neurological disability of not feeling pain. Without that capability, you will not know how to protect your bones and your body. You will not live. So be grateful.
Wow.
No pain, no gain. We've heard that trite statement, right?
I like what you're saying. This is so interesting, and I wonder if people during this time, so many people go through the motions of things because they think that's what the other people want, when they don't know that the other people are going through their motions because they think
you're
that's what you want.
Absolutely right.
I'm sorry, say again?
Individual. Pardon?
Say again? I missed that.
To be an individual, to be actualized, you must have the courage to show your pain. You know, I'm a cognitive behavioral therapist. I am a stoic trainer. And I recommend Marcus Aurelius's spiritual book, edited by Forstater, The Spiritual Teachings of Marcus Aurelius, which opens with, yep, people are jerks. Now what are we going to do? You see? What we do is find somebody who has our form of jerkiness. Whether it's insecurity or hedonism. There's a fun one. Hedonists are totally adverse to pain. Pain is the worst thing on the planet. Avoid it at all costs. You see? The only problem is they are never, ever, ever satisfied. They go from one gratification to another gratification. You see? Whereas a stoic is somebody that says, ouch, I'm really hurting. What am I going to do about it? Am I going to avoid the pain, or am I going to find what I can do about the pain? People think, oh, stoics are people that have no fun. Beg to differ. Stoics are people who are satisfied even though they're in pain, for they have done the footwork necessary to resolve the issue, whether it's talking to somebody, reading a book, going to a therapist, whatever their intuition, that's male, or instinct, that's female, wherever they go, they will do the footwork. I maintain, if I do all the footwork to understand why I'm in pain, then I will do what's necessary to know that whatever's happening to me is happening for a purpose, and I am going to deal with it stoically, do the footwork, and then watch what happens. There's an old joke I want to tell.
Okay.
It's a joke. A parent system, a mom and a dad, have two twin little five-year-old boys. One is a pessimist, one is an optimist. And the pessimist is always complaining. And the optimist is always Pollyanna-ing, you know, is going around. So they go to a child psychiatrist and they say, what do we do? And the child psychiatrist says, well, their fifth birthday is upon us. Take all of the toys and put them in the pessimist's bedroom to wake up to. And in the optimist, you have a little pony, don't you? Yeah. Well, shovel a big load of manure, put it right in the middle of his bedroom, and see what happens tomorrow. So they did. And they went to the little pessimist's room, and they opened the door, and there he was, true to form. Is that all there is? And he's crying. And they go to the optimist's room, and there he is digging. There's got to be another pony here somewhere.
You know, I had heard that joke. I'm just wondering how are you relating it to what you were saying earlier?
What I'm relating to it is, if you're not intimidated by pain, you will find the solution to why it's there. I promise you that.
Wow.
You know, I've gotten to the place, I'm 41 years sober, and I've gotten to the place where I know when I am having a really hard time. And this past week, I've had a hard time. My 27-year-old grandson had a terrible infection under his left kneecap. And we all kind of thought Mercer, you know, that terrible infection. And yet I was at work and people were calling me and I did all of the footwork I could. He's in a long distance away. I did all that I could and I knew that if I could just accept the situation, do my footwork, that it would resolve itself in the appropriate way. Whether he died or whether he didn't die was not the issue. It was that all effort would be made by the doctors, by me, by his loved ones. If we all did our footwork, the right thing would happen. And we were not in charge of that destiny. So I was able to work. He was able to go do his medical. He had two surgeries, blah, 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 blah. Well, it so happened that serendipitously, it worked out. He didn't die. He was in pain, but he didn't die. And well, we all knew that we had participated in his experience. Without running from it, without blaming, without judging. It was just an experience.
Wow. What a Christmas gift that was, and what a gift in your sharing this story, because whether people understand it now or not, maybe it'll sink in eventually with you sharing your story and other people sharing similar stories as we do here on Life Changes with Filippo. And actually, that leads me to something that I'm looking to looking forward to talking a little bit more about when we come back, actually, because what you're sharing here for some people may be new. And so I'd like to repeat a couple things because this is such an important time of year and there's so much potential to grow during this time. And especially with New Year's coming along and people making resolutions and all that, wouldn't it be great if they could adopt some of what you just spoke about there with your
with your grandson. So we'll be right back with Dr. Pat Allen right after these messages.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
Well, we're back. I am Filippo, and our guest today has been and continues to be Dr. Pat Allen. So grateful for her for being here during this time. This is not only a special time and a busy time of year for so many people, but especially for her as a licensed marriage therapist and family therapist, child therapist. Actually, the list goes on and on. And she's a bestseller and a keynote speaker, and she's all over the place doing so many things. If you'd like to learn more about her, you can always go to lifechangeswithfilippo.com to learn about her and all of our other guests. But you can go directly to her website at drpatallen.com. That's drpatallen.com. Otherwise, if you want to learn about her institute, which she founded, which is the WANT Institute, that would be at wantinstitute.org, W-A-N-T, institute.org. You can learn about her books and her DVDs and her workshops and all of her other work that she's doing, as well as, I don't know where she finds the time, but she does cruises and she does a private practice still here in Los Angeles. So you can go to her website for that, or you can reach her directly or to her people at 310-390-4767. But in the meantime, we have her here. It is the day after Christmas for many of those who are listening in at this time. A lot of people have hopefully enjoyed their time during this season and are continuing to do so, but a lot of people struggle. And as Dr. Pat Allen said, especially this particular year when so many people are struggling with finances, which is a major human motivator. Dr. Allen, before the break, you shared a story about your nephew and how you, or your grandson rather, and debilitating illness that you all went through a process, and he lives, and you all went through this process together, presumably even got stronger or closer or what have you. How does one find the strength or the understanding that whatever befalls on them in this moment is part, can potentially be part of a process that leads them to a better place?
I have found that, as strange as it sounds, the more the pain, the more the trouble, the more the effort, but on the other side is a wonderful experience, satisfaction with self and others and reality. Not gratification. I'm not saying pain is bad or whatever. Pain is simply a sign of change needed or change in progress. So I have found through my own personal experience that not complaining about the pain, but getting to work on the gold in the crucible, the flaming crucible that turns all of these horrible experiences into marvelous, marvelous, satisfying experiences. I did what I thought was right, and I'm satisfied with myself and reality. And that is peace of mind. And peace of mind is individuation. It is actualization. It is the balance of yin and yang energy, process and performance.
Wow.
Because we're all androgynous.
Okay. run that by me again.
Androgynous means we're all both male and female.
Right.
You have a male body, but you have a female soul, the anima, yin-yang. I have a female body, but I have a male soul, the animus. In every relationship, parent, child, sisters, brothers, whatever, there are four people working at waltzing.
Oh, God, but we have trouble with just two people. Now there are four.
No, there's four.
Oh, God.
There's four people in two bodies. And that's the problem. If a woman is all feminine yin, she's a doormat. And that's where she participates in hurting herself. If she's all yang, she is a ball-busting bitch. If a man is all yang, he's a macho. If he's all yin, he's a wuss. So I'm a transactional analyst. I help people ask for what they want. Wanting is yang. It's masculine. Not wanting is yin. Women who know what they don't want will be in gratification and satisfaction more than women that go after what they want.
Wow.
Men that spend their time avoiding responsibility, sobriety, pain, those men basically will be chasing gratification, but they will never have satisfaction. But men who go after what they want with due diligence, have the courage to be rejected, do the efforting, those men will get what they want eventually.
Wow. Wow. So here we were. We started this conversation at the beginning of the hour with people showing up at for the holidays, for the season, as themselves, so to speak. And now we're talking about two of them showing up. And what we're looking for here is obviously a balance.
A balance of yin and yang. That my yang doesn't want to beat up your yang. That my yin wants to play with your yin.
And not submit.
And that's balance. But what happens, especially at the holiday time, somebody goes all yang and decides that everybody's got to do it their way. And then we all have to start voting for fighting or you know, becoming doormats or just getting drunk or just stuffing our face so we don't feel or think. These holidays are invitations to satisfaction living or binging gratification, whether it's on power. You've seen the family where if you don't do it mom's way, you know, war. And how many times do we do things that we don't want to do because we're afraid to say, I appreciate your invitation, but you know what? The wife and I, we want to stay home with the kids.
Wow. And you know, that's interesting, because I was just thinking of like the parent who works many long hours or many jobs in order to give the kids at this time gifts and abundant gifts. And sometimes... I'm sorry?
I know what you're saying. Those are gratifying. But I would be willing to bet you, you know the program called Head Start? It's a federal program, thank God.
Yep.
Okay. Do you know they did the research on that program? And you know that in Head Start, they don't have all the money in the world, and they give the kids, you know, refrigerator boxes and spatulas to pound on. They don't get the hip-slickin' cool stuff that goes with the high-class preschool. Do you know that the statistics for college entrance and avoidance of jail terms is identical? Kids don't care if it's hip, slick, and cool. They just care that they can play.
Hmm. Interesting. So in a way, in a roundabout way, you've gotten to exactly what I was going to get at and ask you about, and that's just it. And how many children actually feel that they would rather spend more time with their parent than to have the money to buy these gifts? And how many children can actually express that? And if they did, how many parents could actually believe that, hear it, and act upon it?
No, but the problem with big people is, we're so busy competing with each other for how good we are to our kids that we forget that if we keep it up, we'll get a divorce, and we'll say, see, my 9-year-old doesn't mind us getting a divorce. We did a 25-year study of what was the damage of a divorce. Do you know what the damage of a divorce is? The damage of a divorce is, the kids don't know how to marry. Two major magazines, what is it, Time Magazine and something else, said, why is marriage going? It used to be, 10 years ago, 71% of young people married. Now it's down to 30%. What is that about? You know what that's about? They don't know how to marry. That's the reason my book is called Getting Who I Do. I spend my time teaching people how to marry if they want to, as the science of mating. There's a science. I'm a scientist in the mating issues. I'm not a moralist. I'm not a religious fanatic. I am just teaching the science of mating, because there are too many families falling apart.
Well, actually, Dr. Allen, I'm a little bit familiar with your work, and maybe this is a good time to ask you real quick before you're talking about marriage, and yet you say as a species we're not monogamous.
We are not monogamous. Absolutely not monogamous. Men are about 50% tempted to be polygamous. Women are like 43 or 44. We're right on it. There's a wonderful book by Barish, and it's called The Myth of Monogamy. Do you understand that in a marriage, and when I say marriage, I don't necessarily mean you have to have a legal agreement with the government. Mating is marriage without a legal document, but it contains three elements. One, chemistry. If you don't, I don't know what religion you are, but there's a phrase in Christianity that says, what God has put together, let no man put asunder. You know what that is? That's chemistry. Do you know in the Judaic system, if you happen to marry someone, and then you meet someone that's more appropriate, it's called your beshert. You know what that person is? The person you were meant to be with. And go with them. Chemistry is the way nature gets us together. Compatibility is our lives fit together. But the major one that I'm invested in is communication. Beware of your thoughts, for they become words. Beware of your words, for they become habits. Beware of your habits, for they become your character. Beware of your character, for it becomes your destiny. At the bank, making money, at the doctor's office, being healthy, and in every single one of your relationships. And so what I am saying is that we are so busy being gratified that we don't learn how to build a satisfying relationship, whether it's parent-child or family or marriage or mating, whether it's straight, gay, or lesbian, it doesn't matter. I don't deviate one piece of lesson for gender choices. Therefore, we are not monogamous animals, but marriage is not for animals.
Dr. Allen, we were coming to the end of our time together, and I was going to ask you, could you give us some parting words? And I can't imagine any better words to part with at this moment. This is, what a gift. Thank you.
Thank you for allowing me to do it. And yes, I feel complete in what I've said.
I'm sure people will too, but I'm sure they're going to want to learn more. And so to do that, they can obviously always go to lifechangeswithfilippo.com, but you can go directly to Dr. Pat Allen's website to learn her about her CDs, DVDs, and cruise ships,
everything. And I'm 77 and I have an 81-year-old boyfriend who's just like me.
Well, a Merry Christmas to you then.
I'm having it with my four daughters, five grandsons, two granddaughters, and one great-grandson.
That is very, very special. And all these words coming from you, it is so progressive and so insightful. It's drpatallen.com is the website, and you have a happy new year.
And you as well.
Thank you so much. I can't wait to meet you in person and give a big hug.
Good.
It'll happen soon. I just know it. Ciao, ciao.
Okay.
We'll be right back with our producer's segment right after these words.
Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
Well, we're back. I am Filippo Voltaggio, and this is our producer's wrap-up segment. And at the beginning of the show, I talked about friendships and relationships and family and people that I am grateful to be with and I know are grateful to be with me. And how special on this Christmas holiday season that our producer's wrap is with our producer and friend, Dorothy Lee Donahue. Welcome.
It's good to be here. What a great show. What a great bright light Dr. Allen is.
Yes, we've been talking to Dr. Pat Allen initially about the holidays and how people relate or don't. And then we ended up kind of with people relating just throughout the year in relationships. But
Dorothy, you have a phrase, and I'm glad you're on the show today. This is perfect, because you have a phrase that I had never heard before that you have coined that I really like, and that is, well, I won't steal it from you. Go ahead.
I find that very few people that I know have ever been in a relationship. Most of us have been in reactionships our entire life. It begins with reaction to our parents, and it goes on to being in reaction with our friends. And when we choose to learn how to relate, our lives change so beautifully and so much for the better. But before I can relate with you, I have to learn how to relate with me. So I loved what she said about listen to your thoughts because they become your words. And you've known me long enough to know that many times my thoughts just come right out without me or used to. They don't do it so much. Thoughts are really important, and I loved what Dr. Allen said at the very beginning. We must become conscious, and that's the whole secret of everything. Once we become conscious, we can choose to ask ourselves, am I in reaction, or am I relating to my friend, my mother, my child, my neighbor? And until we begin to consciously practice relating, we are in reaction.
You know, and this is such a perfect time of year to be looking at our behavior. We might not choose to deal with it right now, but let's just look at it. Are we eating too much? Are we yelling too much? Are we fighting too much? Are we drinking too much? What is it that we're doing excessively? Are we going to too many parties? And just to look at that, and then maybe after the new year, it's like a friend of mine asked me, do you think I drink too much? And I said, you know what, let's talk about that after the new year. Look at yourself during the holidays. This is a perfect time to look at yourself. And then we can deal with it next year.
And that is what Dr. Allen means, and I mean about becoming conscious. Become conscious of what we are doing. And once we become conscious, then we can begin to make the changes. And that's the most important thing, is to become aware. Now, your friend, when he asked that question, he knew the answer. And what he was really saying is, I'm drinking too much. How do I stop?
Right, right. And I also knew he couldn't hear the answer at that time. As he was rushing to go to a party, it would go in one ear and out the other. But to remind each other to be conscious. And what does that mean exactly? And it means, at the very least, what we're saying now is look at it.
Right. And one of the ways I became conscious, finally, was I enlisted the aid of the people that I loved the most. And I would ask them to lovingly and gently point out when I was saying foolish things, when my foolish thoughts popped out of my head, because that helped me become aware. We have this self-talk going on. We have these primary thoughts that we've been programmed to do. And one of them is, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. And a good friend of mine pointed out to me, you do know. And I teach and share with all of my clients that all of the answers are within us, and we do know. But by just saying, I don't know, we are making it impossible to know whatever it is we're looking for in the moment.
Right. Like Dr. Allen was saying at the beginning of the show, is that if we're seeking, then we're finding. And though we might not get the final answer, we get an answer that helps us get to another answer. But as soon as we stop seeking by saying, I don't know, or no, or whatever, then there's no way that answer could come in. Or it comes in, but we don't see it. We don't acknowledge it.
No, you could never acknowledge it, and you would never know it was there. But the answers are always there. And so it was very interesting to have my daughter and my son and my friends and you say, you might want to change that thought. Mm-hmm. What a lovely way to say it. You might want to change that thought. And, of course, I did want to change that thought. And it's really important to love yourself through this process and to not beat yourself up. because we have so much negative self-talk going on. We've been taught to do that, and it's just time to reprogram. So enlist your family and your friends, and I love...
Or at least those that you trust.
Well, right. Well, my friends are truly my friends. It hasn't always been that way, but if I call them a friend now, it's because they have earned my trust.
And the beauty, one of the things that happens during this process is when you're asking them to help you get conscious about this, they end up getting conscious about, oh, I actually do that too. I'm telling her that she might not want to do that, but I do that all the time.
It's absolutely a win-win situation for everyone. And it's so important to listen to what you are thinking. Listen to what you're saying.
And look at what you're doing. And it's interesting how when we talk about, you know, we want to give a gift to somebody, I wonder how many people would accept a gift of us turning to them during the holidays especially and saying, I need help, or I have a problem, or I know I drink too much, or I know I'm having marital issues, or
as Dr.
saying, I trust you, I respect you. That's what a gift.
As Dr. Allen said earlier, it takes a lot of courage to show your pain. And I just received a phone call this morning from one of my dearest friends, and she was just completely upset because she has come to a decision and acknowledging that she made a really poor choice and chose to marry for all of the wrong reasons. And she started off by, I'm so sorry, I don't want to impinge on our friendship. And I go, this is what friends are for. And I was so grateful that she did call, because in just a few minutes we were able together reach the clarity that she needed so that she can move through this and on. And I'm so grateful. And I said, thank you for calling me. Please don't wait so long next time. Friends are so precious. And be careful who you call a friend.
Right.
A lot of people are acquaintances, and those are the ones you're talking about. No, I don't ask my acquaintances to point out my faults.
But in the case of your friend, you have an equal exchange of energy where she gives you friendship and you give her friendship
right.
and support and all that. In the case where you don't have that, then you can pay somebody like people pay you to be that friend. And in a sense, when I said during the show to Dr. Pat Allen that if we had the right friends, we wouldn't need therapists. And if you don't have the right friends, then you can pay a therapist to be that friend if they are the right, if they are aligned with that kind of thinking, if they're the right person for you. But anyway, this is such a special time, and thank you for being part of my special time.
Thank you.
Thank you, actually, for making this show possible and so many things possible through your energy and your support. You have been a friend and so much more, so thank you.
You're more than welcome. It's truly been my pleasure. We have a mutually beneficial relationship. That's what I love about it.
And there it is. So I wish that for people to have more of those in this coming new year. And with that, this is our last show of 2000 and what year are we? 11? I'm a year ahead of myself already. 2011. And so it has been a pleasure and a blessing to be of service along with our producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue and Mark Lejeune. I am Filippo Voltaggio, thanking you for being part of this beautiful world of ours, part of the positive changes we all want to see in this beautiful world, and part of our show family. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo, with the Master of Change, Filippo Voltaggio. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network and visit us online at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, IonWays Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donahue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website. Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes.